Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, the season of Christmas always seems a little too short for me. The Christmas mystery, that is, of the birth of our Savior, the Son of God taking on human flesh, is so profound a mystery, one would have thought that we would spend a little more time considering it, celebrating it. It lasts, generally, a little more than 2 weeks. But in fact, its meaning and its power extends far beyond that. It generally ends with the Feast of the Epiphany, or also the Baptism of the Lord. And sometimes Epiphany gets lost in our consideration of the Christmas mystery. After all, the Feast of the Epiphany is the fourth greatest feast day of the Church. It has, throughout the centuries, been celebrated with great solemnity. And in fact, there's even a tradition that on Epiphany, the Church announces all the other feast days, especially the celebration of Easter, that will occur in the coming year. And I'd like to talk very briefly about the reality of the Epiphany. We all, of course, associate it with the arrival of the three kings or the Magi. And they became a sign for the Church that Epiphany speaks of the revelation of Christ as something that is for all the nations, a revelation, a powerful light that appeared among us that shines over the whole of the world. It is an indication that the power of the love of God is not given only to a very few. Those that receive it first are, of course, given the responsibility to allowing it to shine to all others. But this power, the love of God, covers all of creation. And that light that was symbolized by the star is a light that is intended to dispel the darkness of people everywhere. And when we come to understand that in celebrating the Feast of the Epiphany, this powerful revelation of the love of God, of a desire to be with us, to become a participant really in our history by sending his Son to take on our human reality, it is something that should awaken a profound gratitude in us that all can be touched by this. It also, of course, becomes a motive for the missionary impulse of the Church. This missionary endeavor and responsibility is fundamental to the meaning of our membership within the Church, that we who have experienced this great light, who have experienced the powerful love of God and his presence among us, is a gift that we are to share freely and widely. And therefore, if we were ever to lose that missionary impulse, we would lose a great deal of the meaning of our life in Christ. So the Feast of the Epiphany is a reminder of how, in fact, we are called not only to give thanks and glory to God for the gift that we have received, but also a reminder of our responsibility to spread that gift. Now, there is another reality to the Feast of Epiphany that we should come to understand, and it involves the Magi. Now, the Magi were so called because they were considered to have a very deep understanding of the movement of creation of the universe. They were astronomers. They were also astrologers. I think at that time there was very little difference made in this understanding. Because as they came to observe the stars and consider the movement, they also believed that the movement of the stars had a very profound influence on human life. That, in fact, the heavens were telling of the glory of God, they were also telling about his providence. The Magi were also recognized as individuals who had a very deep hunger for the truth, to understand the world in which they lived. There was a desire to know, because in knowing what is true, then they could live what is true. They could live as they were called to live as human beings. And this powerful aspect of a desire of the Magi and their search for meaning is something that really touches every human life. All human beings are born with a desire to know the truth. The Christians define this as a desire to know God. And in that desire to come to understand that it is in Jesus Christ that we know that God who created us and redeemed us. And in the Magi, there was an example of that deep desire. And it was not simply to know truth, that is, as a kind of curiosity, but to know truth because there was a hunger for meaning and fulfillment. And in the midst of that life of searching, of hungering for meaning, the Magi experienced something new, that star. And in that experience of being granted a gift of a guiding light, the Magi realized that, in fact, this was the way that they were looking for. This was the way to understand the meaning of their lives. And they became an example for us all to recognize that hunger, to recognize where it can be satisfied, and to follow it. For as St. Augustine famously said, our hearts are restless until they rest in God. And that restlessness will be experienced until we come to discover God's plan for us, to allow that discovery to touch our innermost being and to realize what meaning our lives have, how we, in fact, can live a life that is worthy of our dignity, of being created in the image and likeness of God. So the Feast of the Epiphany is both a revelation of the light of God and a satisfaction of the hunger of the human person. All of us, I think, in some fashion or other in our lives, have experienced moments of illumination, moments of discovery, in which we come to understand that the deepest hunger of our lives can be satisfied. So the question arises then, in light of the meaning of the Epiphany, what are we to do? I think the first thing to do is to recognize that inner desire. Sometimes that desire, which is natural to our being, we try to satisfy by all sorts of allurements. But eventually we realize that that inner desire cannot be satisfied by any secular promise. It can be satisfied only by something that is given, that arrives as a gift to us by our Creator. And we come to recognize that desire, to honor it, and to follow it. Secondly, we make a pledge to live by the light of Christ. For living in the light of Christ is the sure path of peace and happiness. It can be challenging, But in fact, it is also profoundly rewarding. We come also to understand, as did the Magi, that worshiping is the highest form of human existence. We are told that the Magi came bearing gifts, but in fact the first thing they did was fall to their knees in adoration, realizing that here in that newborn child they had found the meaning of their searching and the fulfillment of their desires. And in fact the offering of the gifts then becomes an expression of simple gratitude. For all that God has given them, they offer back their simple gifts as an expression of their desire to honor that which has been given to them. For so often our human life is defined by what or whom we bend the knee. What draws us to a profound sense of worship and adoration? A sense that there are things that we receive simply as gifts we have not earned, we cannot make, but they are given to us simply. And in understanding that, we also come to understand the desire to share it with others. The gift is so profound, it is given to us not to be kept under a bushel basket, as our Lord Jesus told us, but in fact something to be scattered widely and generously. And in understanding all of these things about the great feast of Epiphany, we should encourage in others to understand that deep desire they have, to welcome those who are searching, and to allow them to understand that he who they look for is with us now, our Lord Jesus Christ, in his word and in his sacraments. And as we share these gifts generously, welcome those who are touched by them. For in fact, by honoring Christ, we join a community of fellow disciples. And in that community, first begin to experience the communion of saints, that collection of angels and holy men and women who even now are praising God and who we as well are invited to share in that praise and worship through all eternity.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.